Hey guys, it's Keish. This is Pep and Keish. We're talking about this new article that's been circulating on Facebook that we shared in the group, Stop Accepting Apologies That Aren't Accompanied by Change Behavior. It's by www.girlmeetsworld.com. It's really interesting because, like you said, we are taught as children, you know, that when we apologize for something, you know, or we hurt somebody's feelings, that we should mean it. You know, we have too many people now that aren't empathetic about or sympathetic about, you know, what they're saying and how it makes you feel. You know, there are a lot of people who are, you know, doing things or saying things, or whether it's consciously or unconsciously, in our relationships that really, you know, are not understanding, you know, that it's, you know, hurting us, and it's up to us to, you know, let them know that. So I have Pap here with me, my wonderful husband, and I'm going to bring him in just to kind of give his thoughts as a male perspective on, you know, how men feel about accepting apologies that, you know, aren't being changed, you know, from women.
I mean, it's just when people, you know, like do something to you or whatever, they may feel like, okay, I got to apologize because I'm being made to apologize. You know, we can kind of tell the difference when someone's making you apologize and, you know, it's not really coming from the heart or whatever. So, you know, we accept it, but we keep it moving, you know, and we may not deal with that person again for a while. You know, so we kind of keep it like, all right, if it's, you know, a genuine apology, we accept it and move on.
But how do you know it's genuine?
I mean, you could tell when somebody apologizes, you can kind of like feel it, you know, if someone really make, you know, sound like they mean it or whatever.
Okay, we have kids who say sorry, but they yeah, don't but mean it.
Talking about kids, though, kids are different.
Adult kids, little kids, right. it's still there.
I mean, you know, when you do something, to say you out with your friends and, you know, you might do something to, you know, one of your friends, your mother, be like, boy, you better go apologize to that kid. Where he at? Roger, come here, Roger.
Exactly.
And you got, you know, she's dragging you by the hand and she's dragging you over to Roger. And she like, oh, man, go apologize. And you like, yeah, sorry, man.
But you really don't mean it. You're
yeah,
not,
that's what I'm talking about.
You know, you're not genuine. But even, I'm talking about the young adults.
Even the young adults the same way.
It's say just, one thing just to hear themselves say it, but they truly don't always mean it because just something in them. That's what we're talking about. Like
right.
Those people that we, you know, we can't always cut everybody off.
I'm not saying cut them off, but you accept, like I say, you accept it when they say it, they apologize, and you're like, okay, cool, and you move on, whatever, but you know.
But do you really move on? I mean, this is part
yeah,
of the
move,
thing.
You gotta move on.
With women, we don't always move on. You know, with our relationships, you know, we really don't feel like it's sincere. I don't think that that should be a guiding point. That's why we try to, you know, forgive anyway.
I mean,
because some people will be like, you know, whether it's men, women, you know, young adults, you know, moms, dads, they may say something and want you to forgive them and like, oh, I'm sorry. But we know in our hearts that they're going to do it again. You know, we know
maybe
in our hearts because yeah. of patterns and past behavior that they're going to do it again.
But see, you talking about kids first, like when they grow up to be young adults into adulthood, that's kind of like, okay, you're learning how to, you know, mature and things like that. So when you're a kid, yeah, you're learning those things and how to apologize and not hurt anyone or whatever. When you get older, you learn, okay, this does hurt a person. This affects a person in a certain way. So
well,
you're kind of maturing.
Don't. But some people don't.
We you know, it's just a matter of some folk.
I know,
like,
but
it's just
so
a hand
many
pick.
Of us.
It's a hand few. Everybody's not going to be the same.
But everybody, with all of just a million, just imagine a million people, men and women, who have right. a handful uh-huh. of people in their lives that say they're sorry, but they're not.
That's why I said what I said. You take it a grain of salt and move on. You can't hold and keep harboring like, well, she really didn't mean her apology, or he didn't really mean her apology.
But people are doing that.
You can't.
You know, so what do you advise?
Well, that's people that's stuck.
I know that. So how do you help? I mean, how do you help them get unstuck? I mean, what would be your advice for that?
Well, see, that stems back to childhood. If you never could accept a person's apology, then that's something that you need therapy for, pretty much.
Correct.
You need to be in therapy to accept someone's apology. You can't say, okay, because you've been hurt so many times, or, you know, you've been dealing with people that's been kind of like hurtful to you or whatever, you can't not accept the apology. All you can do is accept the apology and move on. Correct. You know, you can't make a person like, okay, I apologize. What more do you want? You know,
exactly.
You want blood. You know, you want more than the apology. You want more than what I'm apologizing for, apparently.
True. But as women, you know, we are very emotional people. And it's very hurtful when you have somebody in your life that just, you know, is displaying the same patterns. But at what point do you, as if you're their friend or you're in that relationship and you're trying to give them unconditional love, do you, it, you know, is it fair to say, hey, you know, you keep doing this to me, or are you not going to say anything at all?
Well, you're saying another thing. If you apologize and you keep doing the same thing, then that's different. You know, that's moving into a whole new category of you're not really truthful
in apologizing. That person is stuck. I mean, they could apologize, but something in them is still keeping them doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, that apology is kind of empty. It's an empty apology.
And that's what we're talking about. That's what the article...
You can't make a person not keep apologizing, but if it's still an empty apology, it's kind of like, okay, you know this person dealing with some other issues.
True.
You know, other than what they keep apologizing for, they dealing with other issues that's kind of like outside of that scope of do you accept apology? Is it truthful? Is it heartfelt? Or is it really genuine, authentic, or whatever? So if you keep seeing the person doing the same thing over and over again, that's not a genuine apology. So you know that they're dealing with other things other than what they're, you know, apologizing for.
Well, it could be a genuine apology in their mind, which is part of the problem. They're thinking that, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm going to get through this, but something within their psyche is still allowing them to do the same behavior, and they're not understanding that they need to change. Or they don't want to change for the benefit of that friendship. They feel like, well, I'm who I am, and you take me as I am, or it is what it is. So this particular person in the article, that's exactly what she said. Well, I'm no longer going, I'm going to risk, you know, like you said, for my personal preference, I'm going to stop accepting that apology because you're not changing. And if it's happening and we've been friends for over 20 years and yet you're still doing the same things to me, number one, I'm allowing you to do it. I may have not said anything or I've said anything and I'm receiving that pain from you and that hurt from you. But yet something within you is not clicking that it's hurting me, or you know you're hurting me and you're still going
to
do it.
Well, that goes back to what I previously said as far as you accept it and move on. You can't keep staying in the same situation, you know, looking for a different result.
Correct.
You know, because that's what they call insanity. So you want to, okay, if you hurt a person or you do something to a person and you see it, it's a repetition and, you know, repetitive or whatever, you can, okay, this person is really doesn't really mean it, but they know how to apologize when they do something.
Correct.
So they can kind of like, okay, well, at least I apologize. So they can keep saying that, thinking that's all right. But if you know that you're dealing with that type of person, you keep them from at arm's length, you know.
Correct.
Pretty much. They're not really a true friend to where they have you, you know, have your back with an authentic apology. So you got to keep them in arm's length. And you have those type of friends where, you know, you got close friends, you got closer friends, and you got friends that you keep at a distance.
Correct.
Much, you know.
So I think the gist of the article, like she said, is, you know, no one owes you the forgiveness, but, you know, whether you work for it or not, I don't believe that, you know, there are enough people saying, hey, I really want to keep you as my friend and I'm going to be better and, you know, I'm going to try to change, you know, even though we do have some that do, but it's just not enough people who either realize that they're doing something wrong that's hurtful, you know, in your family, that, you know, just they keep doing the same thing. And it may not, you know, it's like you said, sometimes it's generational, you know, or we have a tendency to just not want to accept but that we're doing something. And there's also people who don't feel like they need to change.
I mean, do we have the stats on that, though, as far as you saying, okay, the people that don't change, what about the people that do change?
Yes.
Do you have the numbers on that?
No, I don't have numbers on that.
We need numbers. We need numbers on that.
I don't have numbers on that. I'm just generalizing.
Yeah, I think we're generalizing. generalizing on the ones that don't really truly apologize with a good intent. I mean,
but how many people in your life that you have in your lifetime that have apologized to you and you really, you know that they didn't mean it or they meant it, but yet they still did the same exact thing?
Yes, a couple of people, you know, in everyone's life when you come across people that
apologize. And that's all we're saying.
But you have people also that apologizes and they really mean it. They change and they be mindful of your feelings. So we got to kind of keep those ones in the forefront as well. You know, instead of, you know, dealing with the ones that don't really mean the apology. But the ones that do mean the apology, we got to keep those in mind as well. So we do have people out there that really mean what they say and apologize and don't do it again. And we move forward and we grow in our relationship. So
awesome. Well, that's what we had. Look, that's all we have today, guys.
No doubt.
You know, just talking about forgiveness and, you know.
Y'all, whether, please apologize. Y'all please mean it. Please mean it.
Exactly.
Because Keisha's going to get on y'all.
Yes,
and she's going to be, you know,
yeah,
non-apologetic.
Exactly. Relatively speaking, correct. Yes. So Pep is more forgiving. He's like, yeah, wash that under the bridge, you know, let it go.
Let's keep it moving,
but
you know.
I'm going to be like,
I got time for harboring ill feelings.
Know,
come on,
really,
now.
Really?
Keep
you keep
moving.
Doing the same behavior and you don't realize that it's bothering.
My bad.
Exactly. So that's what we get. So exactly what we get, guys. So with that said, you know, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for our sponsors, Anchor app today.
Yes.
So we're definitely excited about this new venture and, you know, be on the lookout for more great things to come.
Yeah.
So while we're at it, you know, email any questions that you have to pepandkish@gmail.com. Once again, that's pepandkish@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And before we end out, we are Christians, so Pep, give them a word of prayer.
Hey, thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your covering, protection. We thank you, Lord, for the ones, Lord, just that have a lost destination. Lord, we just pray next week, give them guidance. Lord, we trust and believe in your word. We thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings. We pray next week, you open our hearts. Lord, have us, give us the heart of forgiveness, Lord, of genuine forgiveness, that we apologize and we hurt someone, let us be mindful of someone else's feelings,
Amen.
Of someone else's hurt. We thank you, Lord, for
thank
just
you, Lord.
Your son. We thank you, Lord, for him. We just thank you for his love,
God.
Blood, grace, and mercy. And these and all blessings we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We look forward to next time, guys.
Yes, indeed.
Holla.
Oh, yeah.